Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lin at 6:44. There were some major upsets in last week's Delaware Democratic primary. Four candidates for the General Assembly surprised even themselves when they beat incumbents. WHYY Zoe Reed reports these candidates would bring more diversity to the state house.
Marie Pinckney was disappointed last year when her state senator, a major state party leader, David McBride, withheld gun legislation from a vote on the Senate floor. So the 30-year-old social worker decided to run against him in the Democratic primary. She beat McBride, who had served since 1978 and hadn't had a primary challenger since 1986.
I know that it, you know, to some people it sounds crazy to run against the most senior state legislator that we have, but in my opinion, I think that it's primaries are useful. It holds people accountable, and it, you know, it makes you recognize that your district is expecting something from you.
And she wasn't the only Delaware resident to shake things up. Larry D. Lambert Jr. won his race against incumbent state rep Ray Siegfried. Medina Wilson-Anton beat state rep John Viola, who had served in the state house since 1998. She just turned 27 on Sunday. And Eric Morrison ran and won against his state rep Earl Jakes after learning he didn't support certain abortion rights and gay rights legislation. They all say they're shocked and thrilled by the sweep. Not only is it rare to primary an incumbent, but Morrison says it's even discouraged.
There is a lot of pressure on folks, and it's in both parties, both major parties, not to primary a sitting incumbent. And that's why you don't see it a lot. And a lot of times, to be frank, if you don't win, especially, you become persona non grata within the party.
If elected in November, Morrison would be the first openly gay man to serve in the state house, while Pinckney, who is black, would be the first openly gay woman to be elected to the Senate. Wilson-Anton, a black woman, would be the first Muslim lawmaker in the state house. They would also join the first transgender woman in the General Assembly if Democrat Sarah McBride is elected to the Senate in November. But the candidates say they bring more to the table than their identities. They're in favor of a Medicaid buy-in option for residents. They want to change the way schools are funded. They support marijuana legalization, along with expungements. And they advocate for a Green New Deal in Delaware. Lambert, who is a black man, says environmental justice is personal to him. Growing up, his father and his friends' fathers had chronic coughs. All died by their 50s and 60s.
We have increased rates of asthma with our young people. We have certain pockets in Claymont that have dealt with cancer clusters. So I think that it's important that we have a state representative that not only recognizes these issues, but wants to address these issues in a meaningful and sustainable way.
Wilson-Anton says last week's election results show Delaware Democrats are tired of the same old, same old.
I'm wondering more, how is the establishment going to stay relevant? And I know that's the question that they're asking themselves.
Jesse Chatterton, who heads Delaware's Democratic Party, did not respond to requests for comment. The candidates now face Republican opponents in November. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.